Father, I thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you that you received our worship and praise. And I thank you that you say where two or three gather in your name, you're there. So we can be confident you're here. Father, I just ask that you would speak, and that we would hear, and would change us forever. Because that's what you do. We give you all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody good? I'm Bruce. Just in case you don't know me. First name's Kevin. Just in case you didn't know. I will answer to it. But for those that have known me all my life, I go by Bruce. A couple weeks ago, I spoke on two words that I thought the Lord had given me for this year. It was choose wisely. How many remember that? Hey, Marla. How are you? How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah. Good night? Bad night?
I slept at the hospital last night.
So you didn't rest. How'd Terry do?
There's going to be a nap today.
Yeah. It's good to see you. Yes. Yes. So we talked about two words that I thought was relative to this year, choose wisely. And we discussed one aspect of it was the importance of the Word of God to choosing wisely. You all recall that? So I want to talk about the second half of that because the Word, the Logos, the written Word is foundational to it, but you can't escape the relationship aspect of it, of knowing the Word, Jesus, is just as important as knowing His written Word, the Logos. Logos and Rhema, you can't separate them to choosing wisely. But there's another aspect that Jesus thought was probably one of the most important things He ever accomplished. He left. John 16, verse 7 puts it this way, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Now, I can't imagine the conversation being present. He's with his disciples and all those who have followed him for several years. Their whole lives had depended upon him. And he's saying, sayonara, see ya. I'm leaving and it's for your good. I don't know what my reaction would be. It would be hard for me to fathom because my total existence has been based on your presence. But Jesus knew something far more greater than they. That unless he left, the counselor would not come. But if I go, I will send him to you. So now he leaves him with a promise. And this promise is one of the keys to living our lives choosing wisely. So I'm going to talk a lot about the importance of the Holy Spirit. There is no way to dive deep enough into this, but let me just say this. The Holy Spirit is a gift to you that is up to you to unravel. Okay? If I gave you 10 gifts and said, these 10 gifts will change your life. And each one relates to the same thing, right? So they're all aspects of one larger gift. And you decide the first two are so great, that's all you ever play with your entire life. You've been blessed by the gifts, but you've missed out on 8 more blessings. There's aspects of our relationship with Holy Spirit that you have to dive into and unravel. And it's all through relationship. All I'm going to say is don't leave a gift unopened and miss a blessing. Because the sum of the parts is greater than any individual part. Okay? Take that for what it's worth for those that want to dismiss certain aspects of the Holy Spirit. John 14, 26 says, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. I would say that's fairly important. Who's going to teach you all things? Holy Spirit, the one he's going to send, which is why he says, I'm leaving. How can you choose wisely without being taught all things in any given circumstance? If you don't have all the facts, you may choose the wrong path. John 16, verse 12 says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. See, the Holy Spirit is key to you choosing wisely. I would counsel you this: involve him in every aspect of your life. Don't make any of these. How many decisions do we make in a day? How many remember? 35,000. 95% what are ones we don't think about. They say subconscious. We're not actively thinking about. So about 2.5 minutes we actually think about. I would say that means you need to be in constant relationship with Holy Spirit if you want to live a life that chooses wisely. We underestimate relationship. And the one thing Jesus came to do was to restore relationship. So he is called the Spirit of Wisdom. And I'm going to go fairly fast, and I just want to touch on aspects of things. This is something you really need to work out with Holy Spirit. I can't do that for you. Something I need to work out with Holy Spirit, and you can't do that for me. Isaiah 11, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. So, seven aspects of the Spirit. Spirit of wisdom. Apart from the Spirit of wisdom, how do you choose wisely? If wisdom comes from the Spirit of wisdom, that's like saying I want ice cream and I go to the gas station, fill up the car. It's going to put fuel in my car. It's not going to give me an ice cream cone. You go to the source. The source is Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1, verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. Now, we're talking about the importance of the Holy Spirit in living out our lives and choosing wisely. What did this just say to you? Did you catch what it just said to you? Said, I'm praying that God gives you the Spirit of wisdom. So we know that God's giving something to you, right? It's called the Spirit of wisdom for a purpose. What's the purpose? What? So how can we try to do it without him? So many people in their walk with God want to deny the gift that he's given us in Holy Spirit. And the fact is, you can't. You can study all you want. You can do all the what you perceive are the right things. Without a relationship with Holy Spirit, you're missing the boat. I love the story of Job. I don't like all that happened to him. But I like the dialogue between him and his friends, and then when God intervenes, has a discussion. And Job's saying, I've done everything right, and his friends are telling him everything he's done wrong. And then Job has a talk with God, and Job says, I've done everything right. And then God says, really, how about this? And Job's like, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. And then God goes to his friends and says, Job did everything right. Really, that's what it says. He did everything. You guys are crazy. He's right. You say, what's the difference? The difference is God's understanding of things was like up here, and Job's was down here, and his friends were far below that. You do it on your own, the most you're ever going to get is right here. It's the gap between this and this that the Holy Spirit bridges and brings you to a full understanding and knowledge and a knowing of him. See, knowing is a very intimate word. Some of us, especially guys, don't like thinking of being intimate with the Lord. You don't know the Lord if you're not intimate with him. If he hasn't captured your heart, man, you're just faking it. That's the reality of it. It is so important that he's given us Holy Spirit and that you know him so you can live your life choosing wisely. Wisdom is from God. Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, raise your hand if you lack wisdom. The fact is we all lack wisdom. Fact is we've all been given wisdom. Okay, so where's the bridge? You have to access that which you've been given. Right? Ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. You just bridge the gap, right? So we have no excuse. Anyone, why'd you make that decision? Oh, that was just dumb. Why didn't you choose wisely? When he's given you every recourse to choose wisely. And it simply boils down to having a relationship with the one he sent. We are to be led by, and we are to live by, Holy Spirit. Here are a few verses, but I mean, really, here's what it comes down to. Without him, you can do nothing. If we want to make this really simple, we could all just go home. Without him, you can do nothing. Jesus left and gave you Holy Spirit. Why? So you could live abundantly now. In this temporal existence, you should prosper. You should prosper so much that everyone's jealous. And they're coming up, what's your secret? You say, I know him. And that's your secret. How'd you go through that? I know him. I know him. Matthew 4:1 says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. I love this verse. Why? Because it tells us the importance of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus walked this earth and didn't do anything without being led by God to do it, what are we doing? Walking this earth doing anything without being led by Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Tells you the importance of it. But yet we so often just leave them on the shelf. And if it's hard enough to make 2.5 decisions a minute engaging the Holy Spirit, how are we going to engage him in the 95% of the stuff we're not thinking about? We have to relate to him. Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. That could be a profound statement. Are you saved if you're not led by the Spirit of God? The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Galatians 5, verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Okay? Sin issue is done right there. The church wants to just dwell in sin, and I don't get it. Honestly, we've had these conversations before, and I could give you sermons the rest of my life on the truth of the matter is sin has been dealt with. Jesus said it is finished. It's finished. He conquered sin and death. You have been set free from the law of sin and death. How do we walk therein? Walk according to the Spirit. End of story. You have a choice. Choose wisely. It really comes down to that. It is that simple, and I get all the other things with it. All the things that distort our thinking and distract us and our emotions, I understand all that. But when it really comes down to it, everything is black and white. You choose. Some people can't grasp that it's really that simple. And Satan doesn't want you to grasp that it's that simple. He doesn't want you to understand the power that has been given to you by the Holy Spirit to choose wisely. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Yeah, you could preach on that for hours. I'm really going to trust Holy Spirit is going to show you things in his word that you need to receive. Because just one word from him will change you forever. Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus, talk about you guys. Okay? He's talking about you. Have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Romans 8, 5. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Choose wisely. See, to me, and I'm wrapping this up, it's all about relationship. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. You will never know the thoughts of God apart from Holy Spirit. I don't care how much you study his word. And I already told you 2 weeks ago how much you need to study his word. How much you need to know him who wrote the word. How much you need to relate to him that wrote the word. But the fact is, Jesus left us, and he left us a gift called the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that knows the heart and the deep things of God. You will not know God absent Holy Spirit. I can't state it any clearer. So we've covered this, importance of the Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, wisdom that's from God. We need to be led by and live by the Spirit because it's all about relationship. Just if you wanted points, I actually had them. So that is my conclusion. So that. Why? Colossians 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord. So that you can please him in every way. So that you will be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. So that you may have great endurance and patience. So that you can give joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. So I want you to stand. If you'd please stand with me. In conclusion, choose wisely. No one can do it for you. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. So I'm going to pray and bless you. I would ask this, if you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have situations that you need the power of the Holy Spirit, you need the gift of tongues, if you have not exercised and opened all the gifts of the Spirit, I want you to come down over here and the prayer team will not only pray for you, they'll just agree that God's going to enable you to open them. If you need to work on your relationship with Holy Spirit, and that pretty much is all of us, I'm going to ask you to find a spot, whether it's at the altar, whether it's in the pews, and just have a conversation. Just open your heart and say, I'm not even going to imagine what areas I'm falling short, where I've disconnected. You show me. Just show me, because I'm all in with you, because I want to live a life that chooses wisely so I can spread the glory of God everywhere I go. Choose wisely. I think it's a really important year, and I think the focus is on his word and on relationship with him. So we can choose wisely and impact those that need it. So Heavenly Father, I bless your people. I bless them with your presence. I bless them with awareness of your presence. I bless them with ears that are continually tuned to your voice, that it's easy to hear you. I pray that hearts are open to all that you would expose to it, that it would continually draw their hearts towards your heart. I pray for what you're going to do in and through them. I pray favor upon their lives. I pray that they would prosper so the world is jealous. Not for their own use, but the world sees what they can do when God pours out his blessing upon his people. I thank you for that. I pray that you'd start here with each individual, with their hearts, with their minds, that they would just know who you are in them and who you've called them to be in you, that it would be settled in their lives, that they'd no longer struggle with the things of the world, but they'd walk free in you, hand in hand with Holy Spirit throughout their day. I bless them to choose wisely. In Jesus' name, now be glorified in your people as they seek your face. Amen.